In this month's Dearest Alaska, we're off to sea. Join me as I explore the ins and outs of the Crystal Serenity at the start of its historic journey through the Northwest Passage. We'll be hearing from four distinct voices in this episode, all providing a unique take on their seaworthy vessel and the adventurous voyage they sought out to join. I'm your host, Karen Trope, bringing you the sounds of the Crystal Serenity. So relax, sit back, and don't get seasick.
A seaman now for 38 years. I've been a captain for over 17. One of the things that we are obviously concerned about is ice. This goes two ways. We don't want ice, but we do want ice because if you don't have ice, we don't have polar bears. But for the safe passage, the captain prefer no ice. Captain never sleeps heavy, always sleeps a little light. Nothing really worries me, but I'm very concerned about everything that's ahead of us. You know, this is a very well equipped ship. So, so we have these two searchlights that we were using at the hours of darkness. They can light up ice of at least 7,000 yards, so that should give the captain an opportunity to go if it comes too close. I'm very excited to be able to go in the footsteps somewhat of Roald Amundsen and his men on the Ua. They were the first one to go through the Northwest Passage successfully. They did that from 1903 to 1906. They spent 3 years. And we're going to do this in 32 days and in a lot more comfort.
You can do absolutely nothing if you like, and just relax in Palm Court or one of the open areas, or you can be very, very busy, because there's a lot to do.
That's Jackie Brown, Crystal Society hostess, leading us throughout the ship.
There's a different movie every night, and we have a high-end retail stores, a very vast array of fragrances and cosmetics. We also have a jewelry store on board. Our bistro, it's a place for coffees and meeting and mingling and whatnot. Nobody's been to Nome. There are a lot of shore excursions offered, so it's a good thing. People want to see the difference.
My name is John Stoll. I'm the Vice President of Land Programs at Crystal Cruises. They're just ready to see all the things that this area has to offer through. Now, I'm very proud and honored to be part of this journey that we're going on together. It's not just a stop along the way in the Crystal Cruise. We're telling them why this place even existed. We're talking historical. We're talking community. And we're talking the cultural element of this place that makes it so special. Everyone is going ashore. We've had nobody cancel tours. Everybody wants to see it because it's part of the magical, epic, historic journey that we've begun. And we feel an obligation to our guests to expose them to this, because that's how the world becomes better. When you immerse cultures with cultures, when people can see how other people live, when people can understand histories, it's what pulls us all together.
So my name is Keith Steiner. This one marks our 81st cruise with Crystal. The lecture is like the first day. The first lecture wasn't just packed, it was standing room only. And when we first heard about this voyage, we were just so excited because it was an area of the world that very few people have ever sailed. And it would be a great opportunity for us to explore this area, you know, on the Crystal Serenity and see something, you know, through our own eyes. It's our opportunity to see this area of the world that you couldn't do many years ago. Something that we've read about, heard about, but now we would have the opportunity to see it with our own eyes. But again, I just want to see what it's all about.
Thank you to everyone who made this episode possible. including Jackie Brown, Crystal Society hostess, Keith Steiner, John Stoll, Vice President of Land Programs at Crystal Cruises, and Burger J. Vorlin, Crystal Serenity Captain. If you or someone you know would like to participate in the episode of Dearest Alaska, please email us at dearest.alaska@knom.org. Our theme music was composed by the Poddington Bear. Dearest Alaska, bringing your radio to life with the sounds of Western AK.